Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Leopard's Fury by Christine Feehan. Narrated by Jim Frangione.
Chapter 1. Damn it, Evangeline. You need to come back home. Evangeline Traeg shook her head and took a slow look around the bakery. It wasn't exactly thriving, but it was still afloat and becoming more popular every day. The walls were painted a soft blue. She'd done that herself. Every cupboard, every placement of the display cases, every single thing from the lettering to the floor, she'd done it. The dusty old, torn-up space had been renovated by her. It was now cozy and inviting with the tables and chairs. She loved the way the bakery smelled. Every single morning when she got up to bake, she looked forward to the day. Back home, she detested her very existence.
"This is home, Robert. I love it here, and I'm staying. It's more home to me than that place ever was."
She kept her voice quiet, low. She was used to being silent. She didn't argue, nor did she like arguments. She especially didn't like Robert Leneux coming to her hard-won business and insisting she return.
"In any case, I thought you were traveling, going to the Borneo rainforest."
She knew all about Robert, although she'd never actually met him until he'd walked into her bake shop. He had been sent away in disgrace, had served a brief jail stint, but got out of a real sentence from the law by turning evidence against his friends. Murderers. He'd participated in beating and robbing the elderly in their homes, in raping exotic dancers. He had committed countless crimes against his lair, and looking at him, she knew he didn't care about anyone but